Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
State Treasurer David McRae is returning record amounts of money to Mississippians, whether it's through the College and Career Savings Program or the millions in unclaimed money awaiting your claim. Treasurer David McRae says get your application and claims today. Treasury.ms.gov.
I'm Steve Azar, and I'm on the other side of the microphone, meaning I'm asking the questions this time, and oh, have mercy for the airwaves. I spent 20 years in Music City, wrote and made some hits, traveled the world, and then moved my family back to the birthplace of American music and where the magnolia trees prosper. And now every time I put my feet on Mississippi soil, when I'm off the road, well, I'm at peace. On this show, it's all about hearing the stories straight from the mouths of the friends I've made along the way, their journey to success. Heck, there might be someone on, I don't even know, but you know how us Mississippi types are. We tend to take well to new company. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them. I'm Steve Azar.
It's just like that muddy river, moving slow. Ain't no worries, it's how life goes. In a Mississippi Minute. That's right.
Hey, hey, folks. Welcome to In a Mississippi Minute. I'm Steve Azar. Glad to be with you guys, as always. Thanks for tuning in. Okay, I really appreciate you guys, paying attention to my good word. That means go to visitmississippi.org to find out what you're going to do this weekend. So many incredible things are right here. Trust me. All right, we're talking Super Bowl champion, two-time Super Bowl MVP, Pro Bowl stuff, today with an old friend. My guest today, NFL quarterback who played 14 seasons. That's a long time. Before turning pro, he played at college at Washington State, took the word state off, was drafted by the NFL to Washington, the first Canadian-born quarterback to both start in the NFL and be named Super Bowl MVP, doing so in Super Bowl 26, I believe. A two-time Super Bowl champion, like I said, Super Bowl MVP, like I mentioned, two-time Pro Bowler, UPI NFC Player of the Year, named as one of the top 80 Washington footballers to ever play the game. Says it all. He's certainly one of the best golfers I know on the celeb circuit, if you can call us that. Extremely competitive still to this day, still very tall. Looking forward to taking him to Dancing Rabbit or some golf courses in Mississippi and down the line. Hopefully next year he can make our Delta Soul. The Dancing Rabbit greens are hard to conquer. I have not conquered them, so maybe he can. Let's just get to it in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio with my buddy Mark Rippon. What's up, Mark?
Wow, keep going, Steve. That sounded real.
See that? See how we roll here?
Yeah. You know what? I'm glad I don't have to be me till Monday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. still my favorite song, brother.
I love it. I love it. It makes my day, buddy. Hey, so let's go back and let's talk about, you know, I'm trying to picture you as a kid. When we grew up, punt, pass, and kick was a big deal. Now, I don't know if it was a big deal in Canada, but it was in America, and I'm trying to imagine anybody being able to take you. Did you ever compete in that thing?
I never did. I moved from Canada when I was like 6 years old, but back then we had a thing on television. We used to watch it, kids, called Peter Puck, and it was kind of a showdown with the NHL players, you know, much like they had with kids, you know. And so I kind of had a hockey stick early on in my years. When I moved to the States, we didn't have the ice time they do in Canada. And besides ice time in Canada, all you needed was a frozen pond somewhere and clear and a shovel here and there, and you could play hockey. But so it got a little bit more expensive, a little bit more. Ice time got a little bit tougher to get, so we had to switch to something else. So my dad threw a baseball mitt on us like most people did. And back in the day, we played 3, 4, 5, 6 sports if we could. And I only spent, like I say, 6 years in Canada, came down to the U.S. and started my endeavors down there. And I never did enter any of the fun, pass, and kick competitions because I hated football, Steve, to be honest with you.
Come on. Come on.
Absolutely. I mean, the tackling part, and I was, you know, you see me nowadays. I'm a little bit beefier than I was in the day, but I was such a skinny kid when I was in grade school and in junior high school that it was contact sport was not my thing. And I love baseball because you could kind of get up there and do your own thing. Basketball, you know, you're out there on the court, sure, running around, getting great exercise. But football was not my shtick.
Were you so you're known as one of the greatest long ball throwers ever. I remember watching you and Fouts growing up, you know, airing it out. I remember Plunkett could air it out. I mean, there wasn't many of you could throw it a mile. So when were you always able to grab the football and throw it, though, minus the contact in the early days?
Absolutely. You know, and I did it because my friends did it. So I played, you know, we didn't start tackle football until the 7th and 8th grade. You know, that's kind of when the body, they kind of say your brain has grown, but which is totally wrong. Your brain doesn't myelinate till I think 25, and I'm, you know, so at that point in time, I just, you know, kind of went out and played because my friends did in the neighborhood, and I liked, whether it be baseball, being a pitcher, and shortstop, or basketball, being the point guard. I just kind of liked having the ball in my hand, so I said, I'll try quarterback. You know, I like throwing it around, so at a young age, you're basically, that 7th grade year was pretty much handing off the ball and watching real athletes run with it. And then 8th grade year, we had a coach that wanted to throw a little bit more, so we threw maybe 5 to 10 times a game in junior football. And then I got to freshman football, and we had a coach that said, well, let's throw it a lot. So we threw it a lot. Back then, when I'm talking about throwing a lot, it was like 15 to 20 times.
Right, right.
And then got to high school and started my second season as a sophomore in high school, and ended up playing my next 3 years there, and then found out basically through I couldn't hit a curveball or throw a curveball. My baseball days were numbered. I was a 6'4" Caucasian kid that couldn't jump, so my basketball days were numbered, and so football was kind of my thing to do that gave me an opportunity to further my education and go down to Washington State and continue playing football and go to school.
We're talking to Mark Rippon. The one sport you didn't want to play. Interesting. You're sort of like your purgatory. You know what I mean? You spent 18 years between college and the pros in purgatory. So I'm glad you're out. You know, it's part of the deal. You know, I think about just size, and you're talking about that with you. 6'4" gave you an advantage. But I was talking, when I had Farbone, he was talking, you know, Irv, his dad, God rest his soul, didn't like to throw it at all. And Brett said he had 150 yards passing his senior year. I said, come on, there's no way. You know what I mean? You know, just define. He goes, I wasn't going to defy Irv, second of all. So he goes, I never threw it. And, of course, yep. Brett said, Irv said, when it was all said and done, it worked out pretty good for you, didn't it? So that was pretty good. But you guys, so when you were throwing it, like, nowadays, you see all these, you know, there's thousands of yards. There's not just 1,000 yards. So we were running quarterback as well. What kind of offense did you guys run when you were junior, senior?
We ran a pro offense in high school, you know, two running backs, two receivers, and a tight end. And at Washington State, we, you know, kind of switched it around, a couple running backs, three wide receivers, two running backs, two tight ends, one wide receiver. I mean, we had a myriad of things at Washington State. But we ran counter dive option, rump term option, which is another form of an option. We had Reuben Mays, who was played for the New Orleans Saints, was actually all pro his first year. If he didn't snap both his Achilles tendons, he would have been probably another Canadian born Super Bowl MVP. The kid was that good. And he had 357 yards rushing one game against University of Oregon. I actually had 79 yards rushing that day, Steve, so that tells you a little bit about Oregon's defense. You know, it wasn't that solid. And you probably, over the years, have met Chris Miller, played for the Atlanta Falcons. And
yeah.
Chris was playing then at Oregon. So basically we ran a pro-style offense in both. But one thing about college, which actually prepped me, one of the things Joe Gibbs liked to do in his offense was move the quarterback. He wanted to keep him, even though I was a pocket passer, he wanted to move the pocket based on, you know, play action, naked bootlegs, kind of sprint out, just not make the defense know that you're going to be sitting in one spot for the whole time. So the game's changed now. You know, there are 5 wide receivers out there, no running backs, and quarterbacks are getting the ball out quick. I remember my little nephews coming up to his third year, Brett Rypien, who's going to be a third year of the Denver Broncos. He his third game of his junior year, he had surpassed all my city records in Spokane for passing. His third game of his junior year, you know, but he started as a freshman. Back then we didn't have, he couldn't play as a freshman,
right,
but
right.
He started as a freshman, was a heck of a player, went on to Boise State and had four great years there. And now he's got an opportunity to kind of sit and learn, and which I think, I've told him, I think is the best thing ever, because you either learn the system, you don't get beat up, and you get a chance to play, go out there and do your best, and you never know where it might land. It might land you, hopefully someday, hoisting the Lombardi Trophy.
Yeah, that's just amazing. Well, I want to talk about the feeling of that in a minute. We're going to take a break with Mark Rypien in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful Studio. He's a beautiful soul. He's also got a beautiful golf game. I've seen it. God, he's competitive. I just, you know, it's crazy. You go to visitmississippi.org to find out the next cool getaway. And trust me, I'm Steve Azar. We'll be right back.
And I'm right here standing at these crossroads in my life.
From the coast to the Delta and all points in between, the stories of your Mississippi, all 82 counties, are heard here. With Super Talk Mississippi News, what happens? Why does it happen? And how will it affect you, your family, and your bottom line? From the capital to your county, we bring you the most important stories from all across the state. Stay here and stay informed. Super Talk Mississippi News, online at supertalk.fm.
From the SeabrookPaint.com Weather Center, I'm Bob Sullender. For all your paint and coating needs, go to SeabrookPaint.com. Today, a slight chance of rain, partly sunny, high near 86. Tonight, a 30% chance of rain, mostly cloudy, low around 68. Your Saturday, a 40% chance of showers, mostly cloudy, high near 86. And Sunday, 70% chance of rain, mostly cloudy, high near 81.
This weather forecast has been brought to you by our friends at RJ's Outboard Sales and Service at 1208 Old Fannin Road. RJ's Outboard Sales and Service, your Yamaha outboard dealer in Brandon.
Be sure and check out the newly remodeled Basil's in Fondren, where you get simple food done well. And don't forget to drop by Basil's Fountain View at the Renaissance. Go to eatbasils.com for online ordering for both locations. That's Basil's.
A Complete Flag Source is proud to announce that Mississippi has a new state flag. We're taking orders now for all sizes of the newly designed State of Mississippi flag. Flags are in production, and soon you can be flying one at your home, school, or business. Place your order by emailing at sales@completeflags.com, calling our store at 601-362-9333, or finding us on the web at completeflags.com. Have you paid a visit to our store? A Complete Flag Source is located at 5295 I-55 North Jackson. Too far to visit? Give us a call at 601-362-9333 with your order or questions. Thank you for shopping local and supporting a Mississippi-owned business.
Pool tables, ping pong, poker, classic arcades, football, sports decor, even kitchen and bar stools. You'll find it all at Game Room Gallery. Game Room Gallery has plenty to choose from during this time you're at home to help make many more memories with your family, with specials on classic arcades and pool sticks, too. Let Game Room Gallery bring excitement to any room in your home. Game Room Gallery, Ridgewood Road, just north of County Line. For more, call 601-853-7777. That's 601-853-7777. Online at gameroom-gallery.com.
COVID-19 has had a profound effect on the workplace. As organizations adapt, RJ Young is here to help. We provide the key technology solutions to power your business while ensuring safety and productivity in the workplace. Visit rjyoung.com/COVID.
This is Destin Smith with Total Transportation. Are you tired of living paycheck to paycheck? Are you tired of not knowing where you'll be next? Come join the family at Total Transportation and let us show you how trucking is really done. With our unlimited freight and no pay cap, you're always set up for success. We are a family. Our door is always open. Call your Total Transportation recruiter today at 1-888-963-9774 or visit driveforTotal.com and let us show you the way where our dreams are to help you achieve yours.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Trust me. Ended it with it. I'll start with it. Go to visitmississippi.org to find out everything fantastic you're going to do this weekend. You're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. MVP quarterback, Super Bowl winning quarterback twice. Mark Rippon is my guest. He's an old friend. It's been a long time. Hey, Mark, where did we? Was it like the Price Oil or Toretta's
Price
event?
Oil Classic.
It was then. Okay.
Yeah, you and Trick Pony, and yeah. I think that day after that concert, that last concert, we had. I think Trick Pony broke up, and they went their separate ways. You know.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. Always fighting.
But that was a lot of fun down there in Destin, Florida, and got a chance to hang around some of my country music. You know, faves, and you're one of my faves always, Steve. I appreciate you having me on your show, brother.
Oh, I love it. It's so great to connect. You know, we were hitting balls on the golf course, and at that time, your girl and my girl were starting to get to know each other. They Gwen said it was the first person that she talked to, and she was going like, "Oh my God!" And so Gwen didn't connect the dots that you and I were already friends. And I said, Gwen, I've been inviting him to the Delta Soul every year, but I think I've been sending it to the wrong number, or he's been reaching out to my wrong number. What, regardless, the move to Mississippi was complicated on the phone side. But anyway, they hit it off so well. And I had Heidi on the show recently as well. Just so incredibly competitive as well. I see her. You know, the fast pitch softball, the way she talked about how many games in a row she threw it from the hip, and how, you know, it sounded like she was in the moment when she was telling me about it still, but also her, just her background medically and what she does and how you guys met. So there's a lot of things I want to ask you, but first of all, from your perspective, how did you meet? Because, you know, guys and girls, we tend to not agree on certain things. You guys aren't far removed from that, but she says that you and her dad played golf together. You've obviously had documented plenty of times about head injuries and how it's affected you and all that. If you don't mind sort of touching on that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Fire away.
Well, first and foremost, Heidi is very, very talented. And you know, obviously her pedigree and her background of, you know, what she's done in not only in you know, the brain and the mastery and the stress management and brain health and peak performance and all the things she's done in her professional life, you know, she's a competitor too, and like you said, one of the first people that really she kind of was attracted to, you know, when, or not attracted to, but you know what I'm saying, when she met and said, you know, I think I've got a kinship here with Gwen, and she came and she couldn't wait to tell me, and she, about all the gals that she met, the old ladies, you know, it was kind of cool. It's because you get to go to events like this, and not only we get to play golf, and hopefully at some point in time they'll get to play too, because she's a heck of a golfer, a competitor in her own nature, and, you know, you don't go to Penn State and play softball unless you get a little bit of an athlete. So and an opportunity again for her, and she'll say the same thing, is a chance to find out where she wants, which direction she wants to go professionally in her life, and it's taken her to many great places. First and foremost, I met her dad years ago. Him and I used to be great golf mates. I'm just kidding. We haven't played golf since her and I have started dating.
Oh, my God.
but, you know, the summer's long here, and it's also been COVID, and nobody's really been able to out and see anyone, you know. Right. So it's nice to see faces and see people again and be a part of that. And so, you know, we met. I had some mental health issues over the years, and went to see some specialists that she actually was put us in touch with, Dr. Daniel Amen, who does spec scans of the brain, and she looked at my spec scans and had an opportunity to, at that point in time, with the person that I was with, she was helping us through our issues and helping me through the mental health issues I was going through, and saw my spec scans and saw that maybe there were some variances there that weren't maybe as severe as others, and obviously when you do spec scans, you compare them to those that are of the, you know, the dementia type and those that are, you know, maybe kind of borderline, and those that are, you know, have some. And she noticed that there were some very small things in the spec scan that, you know, were of minor concern, but not to the point where you know, I was going to be hospitalized within the next, you know, months or so. So that was, you know, rewarding to know. And over the years, you know, kind of helping myself and helping actually through her dad, you know, her dad helping my partner and I at the time that we go through some of these things that she was, you know, concerned in a way that maybe this wasn't as bad and I shouldn't look at it maybe as bad, but be aware of the things that, you know, you can do and can fix and can work on. And so that was very helpful. And then this past year, you know, being through, you know, my separation from my partner and her separation from hers, you know, we just kind of, you know, came up here, and she's her dad, mom, and her stepmom and mom and dad live up here in Coeur d'Alene. She came up here to visit, and we had lunch and kind of hit it off, and she was saying, hey, do you got anything going on this week? And I said, no. She said, well, I'd like to look at some things maybe you and I could do together in this industry to help others. And I think that's one of the cool things that she's been so passionate about is giving back and helping others, even through her own struggles that she probably documented with you that we all went through and have or continue to go through COVID or football or whatever life-related things that happen. You know, we go through situations where we look at how can we not only mentally help ourselves, but how can we also send this message, get this message out to help others.
Talking to Mark Ribbett. Mark, was it like, so say leaving football, you said at some point you had to love it. Regardless, you had to retire, and then you're having, you're going through all this real stuff. Did it sort of set your emotions and your spirit off in like some sort of wild roller coaster ride? I mean, was it just very inconsistent, and was that part of the problem with you, just the way it made you feel, maybe?
Well, there's, you know, in life, I mean, there's obviously some behavioral issues that you're aware of and you understand and you look at and you hear about. And as you continue to look deeper and deeper into what football does and what sports does and what professional sports does, I think one of the things that is the most difficult is that we are, yourself as an entertainer, myself as professional athlete,
yeah, an entertainer too,
is that we get put on a pedestal sometimes, and some of the behaviors that we do at a younger age or, you know, in our 20s, 30s, and maybe even 40s, a lot of people say, oh, it's okay, he's so-and-so, which is not never okay. If you're having some behavioral issues, you're doing some things that are affecting others, you should be, you know, called out and should be taken care of. So a lot of times you kind of you get a pass, and when you get a pass, other behaviors kind of creep in, and then you get, like myself, there were some addictive behaviors that that came from this, and I had to, you know, work to overcome. So, I mean, I will be continually working on the issues that that I have problems with, and that I can, you know, be a better person. And I think over the years that I've understood some of these and I've worked on these, I think I've can manage these much easier in this light.
We saw Phil Mickelson recently win, right, the PGA at 50. He, you know, he does. I think it's rheumatoid arthritis. Is that what he's got? He's got something. And he was talking about diet and how he, you know, he misses the one thing he misses. What he missed the most? He said food, but also the foods that he can't eat anymore or whatever he's doing. The bottom line is he's got a serious medical condition that he's on meds and he's on a great diet and he's gotten himself in shape. And he said focus was the hardest part for him, you know, which was interesting because he said he mentally, you know, physically he feels fine with taking care of his body, but focusing for an entire 18 holes is something that he's really had to really work at. And that putting that extra time. I mean, I guess the question is, but you brought something up about, I guess, the mental part and the aspect of, I have no idea where I'm going, so I'm going to go into a break. How you like that, guys? Folks, I have lost, this is what happens, but I'm not having this, not making the editing floor. I want everybody to know that the coffee is flowing and my mind is not. You're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. I'm with my pal, Mark Rippon. Go to visitmississippi.org. I'm not going to stutter on that one. That means the world. Trust it. And trust me. Hey, Mark, you get to play DJ. Mississippi is the birthplace of American music. We we hold that true. We got a lot of there's a lot of facts based on that. We can break out the artists from all genres and then think about all the genres that Mississippi music's affected, and definitely definitely has inspired. So would you like into the break? Would you like to hear? Let's go, Albert King or Jimmy Buffett.
Oh boy, they're both wonderful. I hear so many Jimmy Buffett all the time. Let's go with Albert King.
You got it. I'll be back with a solid mind, I hope, after the break. I'm Steve Azar, Mark Rippon.
If it wasn't for bad love, I'd turn down the now, no luck at all. Yeah, I'm a bad luck boy. Been having bad luck all of my days, yeah.
I'm still trying to find my...
Hey, folks, it's Steve Azar. My friends at Guaranty Bank are excited to introduce contactless debit cards. These contactless debit cards can make checking out quick and easy. The tap-and-go process is quicker than inserting a chip card and way faster than using cash. How do you get your new contactless card? Well, it'll automatically be mailed to you when your debit card expires, or you can contact your local branch. Go to gbtonline.com to find out more. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
At Fillmore Buick GMC, we strive to make buying your next vehicle easy and take care of you long after you drive off the lot. That means upfront and honest pricing, doing everything we can to make the time you spend in the dealership as short or as long as you need. It means we understand that purchasing a vehicle is more than just a transaction for you. We want you to enjoy the experience as much as we appreciate your business. Find your next Buick GMC or pre-owned vehicle at FillmoreBuickGMC.com. Fillmore Buick GMC. You drive everything we do.
Hello, I'm Gary Jolly from the Tractor Store. LS Tractor understands your passion for the land, and just like you, LS Tractor is committed to excellence and superior products. LS Tractor comes with a long list of standard features that are unmatched by other brands and backed with the LS commitment to provide exceptional customer service and satisfaction. You get a lot more for your money with the LS Tractor. Come to the Tractor Store in Richland to experience the LS difference. The Tractor Store in Richland.
If you or someone you know suffers from dizziness or imbalance, Physical of Jackson, spelled F-Y-Z-I-C-A-L, can help improve your balance and decrease your chances of falling. Susan Geiger and her team of specialized therapists are as unique as their name, providing a personalized approach to therapy and cutting-edge equipment. Physical, F-Y-Z-I-C-A-L, spelled different because we are different. Call today for your appointment, 601-487-2260.
The best made-to-order lunch in Northeast Jackson is at 4th and Gold Sports Cafe. Homestyle plates full of catfish, shrimp, and rib tips, just to name a few. Eat in or carry out, DoorDash or Grubhub. Call 769-208-8283. Once again, 769-208-8283.
Hi, this is Dale Danks with Danks Miller & Corey. With more than 100 years of combined experience, we have the expertise to handle even the most complicated matters. When you need a lawyer to fight for you, don't compromise. Contact us online at DanksMillerCorey.com.
This is Allison Calloway. Since 1954, Calloway's has been family-owned and operated. Located in Gluckstadt, just south of Germantown High, Calloway's has everything you need to make your yard and garden beautiful, from trees, shrubs, and color plants to bulk soils for delivery and pickup. Calloway's has special pricing on outdoor patio furniture with all the new 2021 collections in stock and arriving. Our farmer's market is open, full of fresh fruits, vegetables, and local honey, and the best tomatoes in town. Calloway's will have farm fresh produce 7 days a week. Calloway's offers bulk soils for delivery and pickup. We also offer landscaping, and our designers Clinton Streeter and Corey Castle can design and install your landscape. From a small job to total transformations, just give us a call to discuss your landscaping needs. Visit Calloway's in Gluckstadt on Calhoun Station Parkway, south of Germantown High.
Everything for home and garden, that's what Calloway's is.
I'm Kelly Bennett, and you're listening to Super Talk Mississippi News.
Many feared meat supplies would be impacted following the cyber attack on a major meat processing company this week. Andy Berry with the Mississippi Cattlemen's Association and the Mississippi Beef Council says, so far, there are no issues.
This has been a protracted thing, another week. We would have really maybe saw some shortages show up, but right now there's plenty of beef available.
He expects supplies to hold steady. State health officials say even if you've been infected with COVID, you should still get vaccinated.
It's unknown how long you will be protected from getting sick again after recovering from COVID-19. But the Mississippi Department of Health says vaccination can ensure longer, more complete protection. So far, more than 905,000 people have been fully vaccinated in the state.
For all things Mississippi, visit supertalk.fm. I'm Kelly Bennett.
Is your business or home protected from power outages? Hurricanes cause widespread outages, with some lasting days and even weeks. Don't wait for a hurricane to hit. Prepare today with a standby residential or commercial generator from Taylor Power Systems. Give yourself an advantage over power outages with a Taylor Power standby generator. Give us a call today at 601-922-4444.
Hello, I'm Will Noble from Moorhead, Mississippi. I'm proud to be a catfish farmer. And being selected as Mississippi's Catfish Farmer of the Year means a lot to me. I pride myself in raising healthy fish for you to enjoy, and they were raised right here in America. So please make sure you and your family are receiving the best U.S. farm-raised catfish. This message is brought to you by the Catfish Institute. For more information, visit uscatfish.com.
What decisions are being made by state lawmakers, and how will they affect you, your family, and community? If you listen, you'll know. Super Talk Mississippi, the Super Talk app, and at supertalk.fm.
Hi, I'm Billy Kinder, host of Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Hear the show Saturdays at 1, right here on Super Talk Mississippi. Turkeys, whitetail, Grenada Lake crappie, or Gulfport redfish. We enjoy it all, especially when you're in camp with us on Super Talk Mississippi.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
As we roll down the Mississippi Highway, I hope to be a better interviewer from here on out and keep Mississippi Business Studio as always. Visit Mississippi.org. It's right there. Trust me. All right, guys, we're with Mark Rippon, MVP. Let's go talk football now, Mark. Let's go back to the Washington State days and transforming into an NFL player. You're injured early in your NFL career, and sure, you had to sit for a second. Now, do you feel like that was a benefit to get to watch for a minute? Because the quarterbacks these days don't get that opportunity, really. So looking back...
Hell yeah, it is.
Yeah, well, so...
It was unbelievable. Hey, but by the way, I want to go back to where you thought you were rambling, but you're actually heading down a path that was perfect for mental health. And if you don't take care of your body and your which is connected to your first and foremost most complicated organism in your body is your brain, that if you don't feed your brain what it needs, like Phil Mickelson, then your body dies. And I think that's one of the things that Phil has managed to do, you know, and understands that through his shortcomings that he has an opportunity. And I'm probably like Phil before Phil said, I have to do this. I love food too.
Yeah,
and exercise has been difficult because you can't get to gyms during COVID. So you got to just find, everyone out there who's listening, you got to find a way just to manage yourself. And the best way to do it is find, you know, what you're eating, and is so important. And one of the blessings I have here is Heidi's a neuroscientist, that one of her master's programs was in nutrition, and so it's a formula that works, people, you know, but it's also a formula that's difficult to get there, and so. But I think, you know what you said, you were heading down a very good path there, and I think we all get lost, and I got lost there for a second. But
let me interrupt real quick. That's exactly where I was heading, and that's why you're the QB. And that's why I should have been listening in the huddle rather than talking. So anyway, let's get to it.
No. It's like you were doing good, but we all get lost. So back to injury, I think that the best thing that happened to me and others like me is you have an opportunity to play and watch and and before, and I can always, I'll be honest with you, when I was watching from the sidelines there, you know, holding the clipboard, writing plays down, and going, you know, work and doing everything I can in the off season, doing everything I can at practice to make myself a better player, actually watching the games in the field and seeing how fast the game was, I actually questioned myself, saying, I think this game is too fast. I don't know if I could play it, you know, if I ever got the opportunity. Well, come about October, early October, I get a call from Joe Gibbs on a Monday night. Hey, Rip, how's it going? I go, first of all, I never, ever got a phone call from Coach Gibbs. And he goes, well, you ready? I go, yeah, I'm always ready, Coach. Well, I just want to let you know Doug Williams went in for an emergency appendectomy, and you're starting this week against the Cardinals. And I go, oh, okay. He goes, I'll see you in the morning. That was it. That was our phone call. And I got there in the morning, you know, and on a Tuesday, a day off, you know, got in there, looked at some film. I always, you know, I mean, that was our preparation. Monday was kind of like our day to go over the game on Sunday. So I got in there on a Tuesday and watched some film and then started practice Wednesday. Played well. We ended up losing, but I had a good game, played well. And one thing that I remember vividly, because watching from the sidelines and not being in the game, is that I questioned myself whether or not this game was too quick. I got out there. And they always say the good ones are the ones that end up playing or get an opportunity can slow the game down. Because one of the things that, you know, whether it be golf or anything else, you want to swing so hard, hit that ball so quick that you lose the fundamentals of what got you there. The things you practice on at the driving range, the things that you practice on at the field, whether it's throwing the quick slant route, the 15-yard out route, the 15-yard dig route, the post, the go. I mean, all those things. You just rely on the mechanics and what got you there. Is not because you hurry things up, because you want to, because you think you have to, but in essence, you're able to almost slow the game down. And that's that helped me a lot. And I think, I forget who was the one that told me that, hey, don't do things that you didn't practice, you know, don't quicken your drops and try to make throws before, because players are going to be running their routes like they would at practice, and they're going to be coming out at the same time. And if you're throwing the ball early, then, you know, things aren't going to happen right. So I kind of was able to do so and ended up kind of for the next couple of years playing, splitting time with Doug. And then my second year when I actually got a chance to start, all three of our wide receivers got 1,000 yards, Ricky Sanders, Gary Clark, and Art Monk.
Incredible.
And then the following year after that was 91, and that season was special and as we went on to the Super Bowl. But I think that back to your question, there's no doubt that having an opportunity to learn from Jay Schrader, who was a starter when I first got there, to Doug Williams, who was my mentor, and Jerry Rome was a Tulsa, Oklahoma guy, played at Tulsa University, was a Heisman Trophy candidate, was my quarterback coach, and just so grateful for them, and Joe Gibbs for his offensive mind and his ability to take three different quarterbacks to three different Super Bowls.
So let's talk about the sixth round for you. You think about Brady, you think about yourself. You guys were drafted late. What did it feel like waiting to find out if you were going to be drafted? Was there ever a doubt? And I guess if you get to the sixth round, there's doubt. But what was that like, and how did you use that as fuel for the future?
Well, it's the most humiliating day of my life, you know, because, you know, you hear anywhere from the early second round, you know, to the middle of the late second round, and you know, and so you're kind of, so I'm with my agent, Ken Staniger, good friend until he passed away about 5 years ago. We're in Spokane at a hotel and waiting, watching the draft and with the family members and such. And you're sitting there and, okay, the second round gets going early in the second round. They say from Washington, and they said state, but they meant from the state of Washington, but they said from Washington State quarterback, and we're excited it's going to be me. This is his Hugh Millen from the University of Washington. And I go, Hugh, excuse my language, Hugh f***ing Millen? Who is he? So he gets drafted, and Hugh never plays, and Hugh's a good friend, you know. But that's the first thing that came out of my mouth. Sorry, excuse me for your fans over there. In Mississippi, we can bleep that out.
Hopefully. Yeah, I'm a professional bleeper.
Yes, Hugh freaking Millen. Are you kidding me? So then you wait, okay, well, maybe later on the second round, gets to the third round. By the time middle of the third round came, I was literally humiliated, exhausted, so I went home. And I'm sitting at home with my mom and dad, and brothers and sisters, my agent, and just kind of waiting. The phone rings, and it's Joe Gibbs, and I've been drafted in the sixth round. But this time, I don't want to talk to anyone.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark, I'm so excited. We're going to have you out here. We'll get everything going. We'll get you out here to minicamp. And I go, thanks. Great.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to put you on with Coach Jerry Rome. You know, he's the guy that worked you out. Okay. Wonderful. You know, and so Jerry got on the phone. Mark, looking forward to working with you and all this. And, you know, this time I didn't want to hear from anyone. But then I kind of said, all right, well, this is what the cards were dealt to me. And I'm going to play them out. You know, I'm going to go to Washington, D.C. and nation's capital. It was a year after that incredible injury that Joe Theismann, you know, from Lawrence Taylor. So that was the year afterwards. So Joe's career was done. Jay Schrader was the guy there. They brought in Doug Williams to the USFL, and the three of us just kind of hung around for a couple, two, 3 years. They traded Jay for Jim Lachey, who was a left tackle that was maybe the greatest left tackle in football, played at Ohio State and ended up winning a couple Super Bowls with us. But it was a great trade for us because, you know, one eliminated one quarterback and brought me a left tackle that would protect me. So I'm going, wow, this is. And then Doug, you know, after his appendectomy, he retired, and so the next 4 years are mine, and we had a lot of fun, you know, and really, you know, and it was an opportunity again. I said we talked earlier about, you know, looking at it being, you know, getting injured, and I also have to say these injuries that happened, you know, my first 2 years, they weren't injuries, Steve. These are ways you could hide players without being fined by the NFL. So
these
injuries, like I had a back injury. I came to the sidelines, got knocked out of bounds, and they told me if you get hit, make sure you go down and they stay down. So I got hit. I went down, I got back up, the coach said, get your butt down. I went back down again, started grabbing my back. So that was the injury that they had.
That's the inside stuff I like to hear right there. There you go.
Well, that's the stuff you need to hear too. They had a way to protect players. Nowadays it's just like, okay, we're going to put you on the inactive list, and, you know, there's a lot easier ways of doing it. Back then, they didn't have that. They didn't have a salary cap, and they only had so many players that you could protect, and so they wanted to protect me, and that was one way of doing it. They put me on injury reserve. So
I'm Steve Azar with my pal Mark Rippon in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful Studio. Hey folks, it's Steve Azar. My friends at Guaranty Bank are excited to introduce contactless debit cards. These contactless debit cards can make checking out quick and easy. The tap and go process is quicker than inserting a chip card and way faster than using cash. How do you get your new contactless card? Well, it'll automatically be mailed to you when your debit card expires, or you can contact your local branch. Go to gbtonline.com to find out more. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
From the coast to the Delta and all points in between, the stories of your Mississippi, all 82 counties, are heard here with Super Talk Mississippi News. What happens? Why does it happen? And how will it affect you, your family, and your bottom line? From the capital to your county, we bring you the most important stories from all across the state. Stay here and stay informed. Super Talk Mississippi News, online at supertalk.fm.
Here's Corey and John Ravenstein for Juniker Jewelry Company.
You know, Uncle John, I still remember my very first customer.
You started at Juniker's as just a kid, didn't you?
I was only 7 or 8, and as usual, the store was crazy busy, so I went to help a lady. Her name was Miss Mary, and she wanted to look at diamond hoop earrings. I helped her find the perfect pair.
Isn't that the best feeling?
And Miss Mary is still a customer to this day.
Folks, at Juniker's, we have thousands of earrings for every budget.
As Mississippi's direct diamond importer, we have the largest selection of diamond earrings in the state.
And prices start at under $200. Give her diamond earrings from Junikers.
Just tell us Miss Mary sent you.
Come experience the most trusted name in jewelry for over 75 years now. Juniker Jewelry Company, Mississippi's direct diamond importer. 1485 Highland Colony Parkway, just south of 463 in Madison, and JunikerJewelry.com.
From luxury hotels to homeowners, Bath Fitter in Ridgeland will exceed your expectations. Your beautiful new bath and shower are made with the same high-quality materials used in luxury hotels and installed in as little as one day. Bath Fitter in Ridgeland will provide the bath or shower custom designed you've always wanted with no heavy demo or weeks without your bath area. Visit bathfitter.com where you can design your own bath area and book your free in-home or virtual consultation. Bathfitter.com.
Your window tint headquarters at Auto Trim Designs on Highway 80 in Pearl is now also your best source for the lasting protection of Expel paint protection film. Your car is too precious to fail to protect it from bugs, rocks, and road debris. For more info, go to autotrimdesigns.com.
Pillium Corporation knows the technology is constantly evolving, especially in these challenging times. With so many people working at home, securing and guarding your company's data on-site or remotely is more critical than ever.
As we all adapt to the new normal, Pillium continues to help you stay secure and current with IT support and security and forensics, plus cloud services and networking, mobile communications, body cams, and in-car video systems.
Contact us at Pillium.com.
Smart people, smart business, smart solutions.
Gallo here for AC Experts, where William Overstreet's my go-to guy. Has been for a long time. Family-owned, not a franchise. 28 years experience from maintenance to installation, new heating, geothermal systems, and repairs come with a full-year warranty. You mention my name, he'll take $50 off servicing. William Overstreet's the AC Expert, 769-237-COOL. Or email directly, theacexperts@yahoo.com. And on Facebook at AC Experts. Or tweet or text me personally, I'll be glad to send you the contact. The AC Experts, highly recommended.
No Drip Roofing and Construction. The name says it all. All types of roofing and construction. Your certified, CertainTeed shingle installer, family owned and operated for over 20 years here in the Metro. No Drip Roofing and Construction. 601-371-1051.
Confidence. Peace of mind. A way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
The Great American Cleanup has begun. It's the state's largest effort to prevent litter and beautify communities. Keep Mississippi Beautiful is working to expand our wildflower plantings across our state and to make Mississippi more beautiful. We encourage you to volunteer with us this year. And remember, cover and tarp your load and keep litter in its proper place. Learn more at keepmsbeautiful.com.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
We proceed down a Mississippi Minute. I'm Steve Azar. We're with MVP Super Bowl winning quarterback twice, Mark Rippon. Think about this. That sixth round was not only destiny, it was probably the best thing that could have ever happened to you. Not only for it to drive you and tick you off and go, I'll show you, but put that on the sidelines. But you ended up getting to have a coach and a system that allowed you to flourish. I mean, think about it. If you'd have ended up on the absolute worst team with the worst coach at the time, you know, the worst situation, the worst GM, the worst program, you wouldn't have had that left tackle to protect your blind side. Who knows? Nope. I mean, you think about it. I mean, so I know it's hard at the time to accept, but looking back in the rearview mirror, how do you feel? Obviously.
Oh, what a blessing. Blessing yeah. in disguise, you know, and Hugh Millen's a second round pick that I don't think ever played or never made a roster, you know, and again, he was a friend. I could have gotten to a situation where I could have gone the second round to somewhere who already had an established quarterback. And if you didn't fit what they wanted to do, one of the things, again, that Joe Gibbs looked at was the things that move in the pocket, being able to throw on the run, the things that I already did in college. So there was a formula there that already fit before I even got to Washington, D.C. So the sixth round, plus, when you really look at this, let's be honest, you know, Tom Brady would probably look back and said, is there anyone done anything that was drafted in the sixth round? And he probably looked and said, you know, Mark Griffin won a Super Bowl as a sixth round pick. I'm going to pick up my game. And look what he did. So I just set the table for him.
You
I
sure
set
did.
The table for Tom Brady and all six round picks.
You should be able. He needs to share those. You don't need those rings. You got rings. You got two of them, and you got MVP. What was it like, just sort of holding the Lombardi Trophy from memory and what you recollected, and also being the MVP and everything, and just the celebration with your friends and family? You know, what was that like?
First of all, I mean, I had 52 family members there and friends. And
well, you know,
you
broke.
Go to and let's be honest, corporate America is the one that wins the Super Bowls. They get to have a big old party, and you as the players kind of get shuffled off to your whatever, wherever they have you practice at, and you're practicing, eating, going to bed, practicing. And corporate America is having a big old party and having a great old time. Mm-hmm. So this for corporate America is like, are you kidding me? We're going to Minneapolis, Minnesota in January of 1990, January 21st to January 26th of 1992. It's 30 below zero there, and it was. My family's from the north, from Canada, from, you know, Washington State, from Montana. It was perfect for them. It was like holidays for them here. Yeah. Like, yeah, we got to go ice sculptures and go snowmobiling and ice fishing, all that great stuff. But the problem was getting hotels for everyone.
Yeah.
So St. Paul's Cathedral across from it had a retreat house. And somehow, one of the great things that, first and foremost, every team now has a week prior to the actual week before the game. It's a two-week period. Within the first 5 days, they want you to get tickets, flight, hotels for all your family members you want there. Preferably have no one there, just focus on the game. But they know that that's not going to happen. So get those things all taken care of, that when we start Friday before the following Sunday, that we're ready to play football and get ready to win a Lombardi Trophy. So we had all that time. I called, and thank goodness I did. I called the Chamber of Commerce in Minneapolis, and they had this retreat house that already had two couples, and they're like, it slept like 60 people.
Yeah, needed to.
And I said, I'll take the whole thing. And the nuns were there with their they had their credentials. People had to show credentials, and these nuns were tough. You know, you talk about if you go back in time, or some of these nun teachers.
What are you talking about? I'm a Catholic boy that went tough. To a nun. We were raised by nuns, and they were Irish, and they liked to fight. I mean, come on, are you kidding?
I know. So you weren't getting away with anything there. So my whole family and friends, they all stayed at the retreat house across the St. Paul's Cathedral, and end up being an amazing, amazing week in Minneapolis, obviously topped off by, winning the Lombardi Trophy and celebrating with all our friends and family.
It's always nuns. They're always involved. I can't run from them. I mean, you know, it's part of the deal. I still feel my ears getting pulled a little bit. Never mind. I loved them. And you know what the funny thing was? It ended up becoming so close with so many of them. You couldn't help but respect them. They were so beautiful. But they were tough. And I credit a lot of my perseverance to truly being raised in school, in elementary school, by them. I truly believe that they were a huge part of me learning to fight for what I wanted to do in life. So that's
absolutely
just a beautiful thing. Well, here's the deal. The Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio is on the it's heading to the end of In a Mississippi Minute. So we are there, and we're going to not be there shortly. Go to visitmississippi.org to find out everything cool you can do right here in your own backyard, your front yard. I'm with Mark Rippon. It's just been great. I'm going to let him sing a little I Don't Have to Be Mute on Monday like he did in the beginning to take us home. Mark, thank you, pal.
You betcha. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Tell me something, girl.
Wait a minute.
Are you happy in this modern world?
Time out.
Or do you need more?
That's not the song. I thought you were going to sing me Monday again. I wanted to go out with one of my songs.
Oh, absolutely. I can do that.
Yep. Okay, come on. Send us out.
I don't have to be me till Monday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I ain't going to face reality.
You're in the band, baby. You're in the band. I love you.
Love you, Stevie.
Okay,
you,
buddy.
Brother.
Have a great day today. Bye-bye.
Cheers.
I'm Steve Azar. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them, where you can take your sweet time.
You're listening to WFMN Fort Jackson.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.